Memories of growing up in Borwon. I have great recollections of the local shops of Whitehorse Road, Borwon. My two favourites being Crofts the Grocer, where a real highlight was Mum buying half a pound of broken biscuits as a treat. We were also regulars of Bill Leach the Butcher, and the smell of freshly laid sawdust on the floor still is vivid in my memory. My absolute favourite, however, was the milk bar on the corner of Power Street and Whitehorse Road, owned by Mr. Lawrence and his wife. We were regulars up there, with top-up for newspapers and bread, milk, but the real highlight was the mixed lolly bags as well as a massive selection of comics. This shop also sold fireworks from time to time, and we used these to great effect on a range of experiments. And a much-anticipated trip was to Coles Variety Shop, which at the entry had an amazing display of lollies behind glass panels, as well as big dispensers of various coloured cordials. In my primary school years at Power Street and surrounds, we had an abundance of kids to play with. A local rat pack soon developed, and regular playmates were Graham Weeks from No. 6 Power Street, his cousins Neil and Peter, who lived in 16 to 18, with 18 being a spare paddock that was our unofficial playground. Games of football, rugby, soccer, cricket became regular features. Skin, knees and bruises were common, but we managed to survive. We often played kick-to-kick footy in the street using tightly rolled up newspapers held together with shoelaces. It was really a great way to learn how to kick correctly. In the event of the odd car coming up or down Power Street, call of CAR was a signal to move up and down the nature strip before we resumed back on the street. In those days, everyone had bikes and we all rode over Borwon and beyond, making sure we came home before dark. No helmets, no gears and no fear. Going to Borwon Park to kick the footy for hours with mates occupied many hours as well. Power Street Borwon was also a mecca for billy cart races racing down the steep slope. The most favourite were the billy carts equipped with ball-bearing wheels. They were noisy, fast, dangerous, and often ended up in disaster, but it was great fun. At about 16 years of age, most Saturday nights, together with my best mate Graham Riley, we would go to a local dance, usually at the Q Club at the Q Town Hall. Other options were the smaller black and blue dance in the nearby Borwon RSL. Q Club was a massive dance with hundreds of kids attending. In those days, the night started with a barn dance to get things going before the real night began. The bands were fantastic with the likes of Billy Thorpe, The Twilights, Strangers, Max Merritt, Mixtures, Lynn Randell, and my favourite, The Wild Cherries. After the dance finished, we'll catch the tram home and often stop for a late night snack of dim sims at China Hall in Borwon. But often we went to the exotic coffee shop El Greco near the corner of Power Street and Whitehorse Road. The owner was an entrepreneur by the name of Arthur Ulliaris. The smell of freshly brewed coffee was something totally new to my senses. We usually had a standard order of a hot chocolate and a Hawaiian eye, which was a piece of bread grilled with a slice of cheese, ham and a ring of canned pineapple as the highlight. It was so exotic. I loved living and growing up in Borwon, and especially our family home in Power Street, which holds wonderful memories for me. I'm still a regular visitor to Borwon and love recalling all the old shops that were once there during my early years of Borwon.